Cuomo News Radio, everything you need to know. Now, Newsline with Ken Schramm.
Where, pray tell, where are the best places in the area to watch the Blue Angels? Because, you know, look, this is one of the biggest weekends of Seattle, in Seattle, for the year. I mean, this is, it's about as good as it gets. And with the weather being 87, 88 degrees, way too hot for me. But I know a lot of people appreciate the warmth and the sunshine and baking and getting blistery sunburn, but not me. But where do you go to watch the guys? I you know, I've gone to different places, and I've watched them from the I-90 bridge. I've watched them from a boat on Lake Washington. I've watched them from, above the Stansaires pits. So there's lots of great places. Josh Trujillo, who's an ace photographer with the SeattlePI.com, used to be with the Seattle PI, but now it's the SeattlePI.com, joins me here on Newsline PM because he's been out there scouting some of these places and has them on the SeattlePI.com website. How are you, Josh?
Doing great. I'm actually out here at the air show right now, and we've got an F/A-18 Hornet flying overhead, which is quite loud. So we may have a loud noise interrupt us here.
Hey, that kind of noise I can take every day. I can take it every day. So where are some of the suggested? You had a whole list of different possibilities where people could go if they wanted to kind of watch these Blue Angels as they dipped around in the sky above us.
Yeah, over the years, you know, PI photographers have scouted this whole city trying to find the best vantage points. And the list, to start off today, being that it's clear out and there's a fantastic view of Mount Rainier, if you're out there with a lens, I would be at the north end of the Boeing Field runway, because you can get that classic shot of the plane taking off with the mountain in the background. Let's see, we've got a list here. We've got, I would recommend also any office building or condo downtown up high. Basically, what you need to do is you need to elevate it to get a good view. You need to clear yourself of obstruction. You know, power lines.
Just get up get up above it all. But don't take your paragliding plane out.
No, that's a bad. I think the airspace would be closed at that time.
Do they? Are they still going to close? Like when they close I-90 for the show on Sunday, people are allowed to walk out onto the bridge and watch things from there as well, aren't they?
Yeah, and that's one of my absolute favorite spots. There is a stretch of the bridge, probably a few hundred yards long, that is left open for foot traffic, for pedestrians. And what happens is, you know, it's kind of a little secret. Not a lot of people know about it. But a lot of people from that neighborhood will pour onto the bridge deck and watch the performance from there, which is probably one of the best views around, aside from, of course, if you're lucky enough to be on a boat or know somebody who has a boat. Quick story here. I used to have a sailboat years ago. And loud playing there. I was show center in the middle of Lake Washington, and in the middle of the show, one of the planes screamed over my sailboat mast at maybe 50 feet. Seemed as if he was about to break the sound barrier. So anywhere on Lake Washington on a boat is fantastic.
And I'm in agreement with you. I've been out on the I-90 bridge a couple of times over the years, and I think that is one of the most spectacular places to watch everything, because you have just a completely unobstructed view. It's almost like being on a boat in the water.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's wonderful. And kind of been a little secret over the years, but I think we're letting it.
We've given it away now. Josh Trujillo with the SeattlePI.com. I thank you very much. Good talking with you, man.
Yeah, you're welcome. Hey, enjoy the show, guys.
All right, you too. Oh, man. There's some great places for people to go view the Blue Angels. So I'm telling you, go to SeattlePI.com. You can follow some of Josh Trujillo's advice if you're into that. My commentary today, by the way, dealt with the people who just, I hate the Blue Angels. They scare my cats. They scare my dog. They scare my cockatiels, and the pets quiver and quake. And so, I kind of took them to task for what I would say is just kind of whining. Which is, I gotta read you this, and then I'm going to give you the phone number, because I want to talk about whether you hate the Blue Angels or love the Blue Angels. That's what I want to hear. But my commentary today Let me see. Let me do this way. Because first, I think what I should probably do is read the commentary. If because I want to read a letter that has been written in response, or an email that has been written in response to my commentary. And I'll just read the pertinent part, because I took on some other issues within the body of the commentary. And I said, look, for to all the people who have emailed me whining about the Blue Angels, I'm sorry your dogs, cats, and cockatiels are traumatized by the roar of the Jets. Sorrier still that you're such a lousy human companion to your pets that you can't figure a way to get them through a few hours a year of spectacular fun for the 99% of us who enjoy the heck out of the Blue Angels. So that was how I addressed the issue on the Blue Angels. So a little while ago, I get this email that was copied to me, and it was sent to a whole bunch of other people within Como. Unsigned, of course. It says, to whom it may concern, I am a very offended Seattleite. I am concerned about how Como News' own Ken Schramm addressed the public in the article posted on 8/3/2012. His unprofessional, sarcastic, demeaning, and rude tone is no way to handle complaints to the general public. I had nothing to do with the complaints about the Blue Angels. This morning, however, I was raging at the article about on his opinion on how he was tired of people whining. I think Seattleites are tired of Ken Schramm. Don't believe me? Read the comments under contact on your site. One gentleman commented, Ken Schramm is seriously an idiot. Oh, we all know that. We've had to watch his stupid commentary for years now. Enough is enough. Seriously. Doesn't matter if you agree with him or disagree with him. He's always a tool. Do something about it. Well, I'm saying also do something about it. I was seriously offended. Story is currently on Como's front page with red letters saying new. Ken Schramm does not demonstrate the kind of talent that Como deserves. I don't see a contact link for Como's editor. Please make sure this gets to him or her. Thank you. Signed, R. Then it says, P.S. Ken, a big middle finger to you for addressing the public like we're imbeciles. Yeah, go ahead and whine now, R. I can't be the only one that gets weary, because every year these people come from seemingly nowhere. I don't elicit the emails, and it's like, you need to do something about the Blue Angels. It's a waste of money. I don't like the noise. My poor little dog is shivering under the bed. Hey, get your dog a tranquilizer. Get him some headphones and put some music on. Come up with a way to ease the burden on your dog, because the rest of the country, the rest of the Puget Sound area isn't going to cancel the Blue Angels because of your dogs. 206-421-1000. Do you hate the Blue Angels? 877-397-COMO. Do you love the Blue Angels? Either way, lay it on me.
Reporting the news, understanding the news. Newsline PM with Ken Schramm on Como News Radio.
It's one of those things that just rears its ugly head every year around Seafair time. The Blue Angels arrive, and there is just a small group of people who continue to whine about the noise and how it terrifies their pets and how it impacts traffic and is it really worth it? It's wasting money. Blah, 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 blah. Come on, people, lighten up. However, I'm willing to entertain differing opinions. Do you love the Blue Angels? And let's roll Seafair in here, because there are people who complain to me that Seafair is like this 50-year-old, you know, antiquated celebration that really should have died 25 years ago. Another crazy notion as far as I'm concerned. Do you hate the Blue Angels, 206-421, or do you love them, 421-1000? Or do you love the Blue Angels, hate the Blue Angels, 877-397-COMO? Let's kick this off with Sean in Spanaway. You're up on Newsline PM. Thanks for calling, Sean.
Hey, Ken, I'll tell you what. If they really don't like it, they can relocate down here to McCord and fly over my house. You know, really, I look at it this way, and the guy's description of you was pretty much spot on, but hey, what the heck? You admit it, right?
I'm an idiot. I've always admitted that I'm an idiot.
If they don't like it, call the realtor, sell the house, pack your stuff up, and move back to California where you came from.
Yeah, here's what I don't get, Sean, and I appreciate your call. What I don't get is why they email me. It's like, Why are you emailing me to say how much you hate the Blue Angels and the reason you do? Because all I'm going to do is take that information and make fun of you for it. Period. When I get emails like that unelicited, I'm just going to take your email and I'm going to make fun of you for it. It's not like you're attempting to change things. You're just whining to me. So what can I tell you? I think the Blue Angels are spectacular. I watch them every year, and every year I am mesmerized by what they're able to do and what they bring to the party and how much fun it is to watch them up there. 206-421-1000 is the local line. Josh in Tukwila, you're up on Newsline PM.
Hey, gang, I just want to say that I started listening to the show because of you, and I will continue listening to the show because of you. So that guy has no idea what he's talking about.
Well,
okay?
I thank you, Josh. Yeah, I appreciated the middle finger he gave me as a gesture of camaraderie at the end of his email, too.
Well, we can all flip one back to him, okay?
Nah, I wouldn't do that. All right, thanks, Josh. I appreciate the kind words. This has been an issue, and it mystifies me. The Blue Angels, and I realize that people, I think part of this is those who are inconvenienced, like today and yesterday, near the end of the work week, and they're closing down the I-90 bridge, and I think people get irritated with that, and they take that irritation out on the Blue Angels. Just get rid of them. Why do you have them flying? So, to those people, look, you know in advance, this is well publicized. You know when they're going to close the bridge. Be prepared to take an alternate route. And if it's your dog or your cat, take some responsibility as a pet owner and do something about it. You know, the vet will provide you with a tranquilizer. You can turn the music up in the house. I have two cats, a dog, and a parrot. And, you know, you take care of them. 206-421-1000, Rebecca on Camino Island. You're up on Newsline PM.
Hello there. I'm actually on the freeway right now en route to Camino Island from Renton, where I've been the last 2 days, listening to the lovely Blue Angels. I am extremely patriotic. I love them. I have been staying in Renton for the last 2 days with my dog and my two cats, who are scared to death of the noise, but I deal with it. And I didn't like that Sean said, if you don't like it, move back to California where you came from, which prompted my call because I came from California, and I've always loved the Blue Angels and the Air Force Thunderbirds, and my pets deal with it because I love it.
Well, you know, there's an attitude up here, Rebecca, against people who are from California. I don't understand it. I know. That's why I tell everybody I'm from New York.
No, my mother grew up here and ended up back up here on Camino Island. So I moved up here a few years ago to be with my mom and dad.
Well,
and
you know what? Then you don't have to pay any attention to that. I appreciate your call. You're grandfathered in. You're grandfathered in, Rebecca. If your folks were born here and you were born here and left, welcome back. You are an honest and true Washingtonian.
What happens next happens on the Como Afternoon News today at 3. Now, Newsline PM with Ken Schramm on Como News Radio.
Maybe it's something that's in the water. Okay, that's a bad pun. I was looking here that Michael Phelps has won the 100-meter butterfly. That means that this is his 17th gold medal at the Olympics. I mean, that just... He's already the most decorated Olympian in history. Now he's just adding to it. No, it's his 17th gold medal. He's won other medals, but this is the 17th gold medal of his career. The third gold medal that he's won at the London Games. And as I said, as he's already the most decorated Olympian in history, it's just like, and he came from behind on top of it. Then there was a 17-year-old, Missy Franklin, 17 years old. I want to stop and think about that. 17 years old. She's from Pasadena. She's already won 3 gold medals, and including the one in the 200-meter backstroke. But this is the one that got me. 15 years old, Kathy Ledecky. 15 years old. just way ahead of her nearest competitor in the 800-meter freestyle. 15 years old. Wow. Congratulations to those folks. And good on them. 15. Wow.
Como News Radio. Everything you need to know. Now, Newsline with Ken Schramm.
Going to be a lot of people out on Lake Washington come Sunday. Actually, going to be a lot of people out on Lake Washington tomorrow and Sunday. And I'm sure there's a bunch out there right now. Interestingly, last year, about 70 people, so almost six dozen people were arrested for operating their boat while they were under the influence. 57 people busted on the roads. Blah, blah, blah. 536 boats were stopped overall. And over the past 4 years, 322 people have been arrested for boating under the influence. I'm curious as to what gives that away. Tell you what, why don't we ask Deputy Charlie Akers with the King County Sheriff's Department. Joins us on Newsline PM. How are you there, Deputy?
I'm doing quite well, thank you. And yourself?
Appreciate you being here. Yeah, I'm doing well, thank you. So I'm curious, what gives the drunken boater away? It's not like they're weaving in their lane. It's not like they're tailgating. What gives you the clue as to whether somebody's had a few too many to drink and is driving their boat?
Well, it's kind of like being in a vehicle. There's lots of different cues that we look for. The first one on boating is obviously like reckless behavior. Just weaving in and out of other boats, people hanging off the boat, the hooting, the hollering, actually watching them drink a beer. So there's all kinds of different things that will catch our eye, that will get us to go and make contact with them and check their sobriety.
Is it like driving a car? Can you drink a beer while you're boating or driving the boat?
You can, actually. There is no law against having alcohol on board. There's no law against consuming alcohol while operating the boat. But the legal limit of 0.08 is the same as being in the car. So you just can't be over that legal limit.
Boy, I'm thinking, boy, I don't know. If you can't drink when you're driving your car, I don't think you should be allowed to drink when you're driving your boat.
Well, that's one of those things for people who get... paid a lot more than me to come up with and make that decision.
Has this kind of a problem gotten better or worse over the years?
Well, if you're talking seafarer in general, I think it's gotten better. I think over the last, I've been in this unit for 5 years, and I know at least in the time that I've been in the unit, I've seen the enforcement of the BUI law. It seems like every year we're finding more and more designated operators on board the boat. But there are still plenty of people that are out there consuming and getting over the legal limits.
So is this something has the Sheriff's Department always had a unit out there looking for inebriated boat drivers?
Yes, we are a full-time unit, and that's part of our daily function during the boating season while we're out is looking for people who are breaking the law, whether it be speeding or water skiing violations or whatever, and then assessing if alcohol is involved, and if it is, then taking the appropriate action for that.
So if people are tied up like on the log boom, you know, mm-hmm. for the races, they're pretty much left to their own devices until it's time to go home. then perhaps there's some issues that may be raised.
Right. While they're tied up to the log boom, they're perfectly legal to get as schnockered as they want, which is dangerous because it's quite deep over there. It's probably about 200 feet deep, and most of the agencies around here, we can dive to about 100, maybe 110. They're definitely taking their things into their own hands there. But as long as they stay tied up, they can drink, and by the time they come off, just make sure they have a designated operator or they're no longer intoxicated.
What about the requirements for, like, a life jacket and all that?
Well, any vessel is required to have a life jacket for every person on board. It has to be of approved and of an appropriate size for the intended wearer. Oftentimes we'll see a very large person trying to put on a small life jacket or putting an adult life jacket on a small child. and those are violations that we also look for and handle. But every vessel is required to have a life jacket for every person on board.
I would imagine, and this is not diminishing the responsibilities that you have, you know, as a King County Sheriff's Deputy, but I would imagine that Seafair Weekend, is it fun duty?
It can be. There are parts of it that are fun, but it is a lot of work. This is this is definitely a weekend that we earn our money, especially with the weather that we have this weekend.
So it's not like you're anchored watching the Blue Angels and making bets on who's going to win the hydro races.
No, we're definitely out patrolling, looking for people who are going to put other people in danger, and looking for people who are breaking the law. In addition to, while the Blue Angels are flying, our main job is to keep that air box area clear of any vessels so that the show can go on.
Is it a pretty congenial crowd? I mean, are they in pretty good humor? They're having a good time. They're not usually, I would imagine that, you know, they're friendly. They're going to appreciate seeing you, even if they're getting a ticket. I would imagine that it's not a grumpy group.
Well, for the most part, but alcohol definitely has its way of affecting people differently, and there's always somebody on at least one boat that we deal with that is, they're loaded for bear. That it doesn't matter what's going on, you know, we're the bad guys. It doesn't matter how wrong they were, you know, we're the bad guys, and we're just ruining their fun, and that's really not what we're out here for. We're out here to keep people safe, and if that means arresting somebody, impounding a boat, escorting people off the water, then that's what we'll do to keep people safe.
So what happens when you get a BUI? Does this go on your driving record? Do you have to go to court? Do you just pay the ticket? What's involved?
Well, it's a criminal charge just like a DUI is, but it does not affect the driving record in any way unless the person has a previous DUI. And they may have a court order to avoid all alcohol. And then if they were to get picked up for the DUI, then the courts will find out about it. And whatever plea deal they arrange for that DUI would then be null and void, and they would be facing the full sanctions of the court.
Is there a compulsory court appearance, or can you, you know, just send the check in, pay the fine, and...
No, it is a criminal charge, just like a DUI. So unless you obtain an attorney and have the attorneys work it all out for you, the individual would have to show up to court.
And it's the same, I would imagine, the same level of alcohol, whatever is in your bloodstream, 0.08? And...
Correct.
Wow. I hope you have a great weekend. I hope you have a safe weekend. And thanks for doing what you do.
All right, well, thank you very much for getting the word out, and you have a great weekend yourself.
All right, take care. Good talking with you. That's Deputy Charlie Akers with the King County Sheriff's Department. He and his colleagues will be out on Lake Washington all weekend. So, and you heard, here's the deal. You can drink while you're driving your boat. You can get as inebriated as you want on your boat, but once you fire that little thing up and start heading out across the water, then the possibility of you being one of those, 500 and some odd people who've been pulled over for boating while under the influence over the past few years, you're going to be one of those. And I think that would tend to ruin your whole weekend.
You've heard what's happening. Now, find out what it means to you. Newsline PM with Ken Schramm on Como News Radio.
Remember the guy who had been selected to write an opposing statement on an upcoming ballot measure? He was a felon, and it was decided, you know, perhaps this isn't the best person that we could have agreed to allow that to happen. So he was then removed from the job of writing the opposing statement. His name is Robert Jesse Hill. He's a felon. And he's been involved with this for some time, and it's one of those bizarre, what the heck is he up to? Apparently, for the past couple of years or so, he would file public records requests for information about adult entertainment dancers. This is in Pierce County. So, you know, these are, you know, women who work like at Deja Vu or clubs like that, adult entertainment cabarets or whatever it is you want to call them. And so he would file these public records requests for information. there's now an injunction because there's a lawsuit that's been filed, and it was filed in order to protect the names and addresses and phone numbers of some of these women. But Julie Anderson is the Pierce County auditor who's been dealing with this for a while, joins me here this afternoon on Newsline PM. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Ken.
I'm sure this has just been a real treat dealing with Mr. Hill.
It's something that we have grown very accustomed to. He's a frequent flyer, we like to say.
Oh, man. You know, you grow accustomed to warts, too, sometimes, but that doesn't mean you like them. So how does this work? Because anyone has the right, as long as they pay for this, they have the right for these public records, correct?
They don't even have to pay for it, Ken. Washington State has a great series of open government laws that include access to public records if you request them properly. The request form is extremely easy, and you could request, as this gentleman did, photos of 108 taxicab drivers or adult entertainment dancers. And I would prepare that record for you, and you could either come in and view them for free, or you could come in and view them and then pay 15 cents per page if you wanted to take the documents with you. So really, payment isn't even a barrier.
Okay. So when Mr. Hill first requested these documents, did he come in and view them? Did he pay to have them duplicated? I mean, what was the process?
Normally, these transactions are really simple. There's a request made, and when we finish compiling the documents, the person will come in and pay for them and pick them up. In this particular case, either through disorganization, poor communication, or being in jail and unavailable, this gentleman has not been picking up the records request. So we've fulfilled the records request, no response, we close it. Then he files it again. We fulfill the request, and then we end up closing it. This has been going on for about 2 years now, and for the first time, he acted on and we fulfilled the request. He made a request on May the 22nd for these same records, and this time he did send in a third party for payment, and we did mail them to him.
Wow. I mean, this guy, I know you're far too polite and restrained, but he sounds like a real nuisance. So now, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I am going to be polite and restrained, but it's a great opportunity for me to educate people that your public officials cannot be biased. So as odd or weird or funky as I think your interest in the public record may be, it's not for me to judge whether it's important or not. It just gets dealt with.
And there doesn't have to be, he doesn't have to state the reasons he's interested in obtaining
Absolutely
these records.
Not.
He just has to request them. So then did he ask, I think what kicked this into a different type of gear is he asked for information for a particular woman, correct?
Right. So we mailed 108 headshots. These weren't pornographic or lewd in any way. They were just kind of like driver's license mug shots that we attached to the applications for licensure. After he got 108 of those photos, he made a follow-up request asking for the actual license application of one particular woman, Jane Doe. At that point, we researched law and administrative code, and we did have the ability to notify Jane Doe. We gave her, we notified her by mail, and let her know what the request looked like and what it would reveal about her that might be private or confidential, and gave her 10 days to intervene. Jane Doe's employer got involved and hired an attorney, and of course the rest is history. The attorneys organized a class action, which included Jane Doe and 107 other employees who were adult entertainers.
And so now there's an injunction. And much right. Some of the information would have been her address and phone number and so on and so forth.
Correct.
All right, Julie Anderson, interesting little story, and I thank you for telling it so well. I appreciate your being here. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Ken. Bye-bye.
Right, take care. So anyway, now there's a preliminary injunction, and this guy, Lord only knows what he's up to. Lord only knows. He has a hearing in February of next year, so there's no more records are going to be released to Mr. Hill.
Time to discuss, dissect, and debate the news. Newsline PM with Ken Schramm on Como News Radio.
Speaking of Chick-fil-A, as we were a little bit ago, I saw this. Somebody had sent me a link to this YouTube video that had been put together by this guy in Tucson. And what he did, he went through the drive-thru of a Chick-fil-A down there in Tucson and pulled up, you know, to the little speaker, and he ordered a free water. I want a free water. And then he pulls up to the window, and here's this young lady. I mean, she's just, you know, looks like she probably, I'm going to be guessing, was in her late teens, early 20s, maybe something like that. Just working a job. And he just launches on her, and I'm thinking, what a doofus. I mean, he's berating her. How do you live with yourself working here? And I know he was obviously in favor of marriage equality, but man, this guy took off in the wrong way and went after the wrong person, you know, just berating this. So now we're finding out that this guy, who was a CFO, a chief financial officer at a medical manufacturing firm in Tucson, was fired. And you know what? I'm glad his boss did that. This guy was just an absolute doofus for no reason whatsoever to somebody earning an hourly wage.